All right, this week's episode of the Sparky and Oso podcast has a very special guest. Whose name?
We're back with Sparky right here. You just can't shake it. Sparshals and Oso podcast. Let's bring it back to the real stuff. You know, get rid of these interlopers. I don't know who Dave's had on here. I feel a little bit dirty coming back to this...
Sloppy second
deal, but, you know, someone's got to hold up the fort, bring it back to the good stuff. I know you guys have been waiting a long time. Let's get to it.
Okay, we're gonna check in with our West Coast correspondent, Rave Rivers, first, though, to see his recommended track. We might give him the first track of the podcast. He's probably not picking up because the number's from, like, 10011.
Hello.
Hey, it's me and Sparshals. We're recording a We're recording a podcast.
Oh yeah, you need 10 songs for me?
We do not need 10 songs for you, sir. We need one song.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope you're not recording this. You guys are assholes. As long as one of you guys doesn't pick Mighty Mighty Boston, I think you guys are all right.
You have such a good memory.
I got a good memory for bad music. Okay, I think you should go with Three Melancholy Gypsies. The song's called Hopeless Romantic.
They're from Van Nuys. You knew that?
Hmm?
They're from Van Nuys.
Zion Eye?
Never mind.
You guys are drinking some stained eyes?
All right, homie. All right. Hey, drive safe, man.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll catch up soon.
Okay. Right. Have fun.
Okay, listeners, we're back. We decided to save you from Hopeless Romantics.
That song sucks.
Sorry, Ravaz. Maybe next time you can come up with something better.
Yeah, we're. I think Sparshals and I are a little bit more reserved than the other not replacements. I wouldn't want to say that. You know, people standing in for you. So we're just gonna keep it just pure music. You don't have to listen to us yab anymore. Here you go.
Thank you. but hard.
Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más. Quieren en Chile, me quieren en LA. Me quieren en España, me quieren en Francia. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre. Por la puta que soy odiada, puta madre, no más. Por la puta que soy odiada, puta madre, no más. Chita, puta madre, no más. Me quieren en Chile, me quieren en LA. Me quieren en España, me quieren en Francia. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más. Me quieren en Chile, me quieren en LA. Me quieren en España, me quieren en Francia. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más. Por la puta que soy querible, puta madre, no más.
Just between Halfway Tree and Spanish Town, where a young boy, not yet the cock of the walk he would soon become, was lying on the grass and taking in the sweet and sensuous scent of hibiscus that languidly lilted along the summer breeze. It was at this precise moment that he saw her. Her walk was soft and delicate with a thaumaturgical touch that only a rabbi's daughter could have. Before their eyes had even met, her luminous lips had already lured him in. Salvation winked with the promise of a bris held at pinnacle, and a congregation of sages bunny hopping and chicken dancing to Yiddish minto. Then their eyes linked, an eon blinked, Amharic vows were scried upon their hearts. Just to think, this could all be with a phrenectomy and a few words of love. All the signals that I'm sending, I'll keep sending them, and on the constant up abreast our golden ghetto. Soft statues in stilettos. Two wise men stare. Well, I did, yeah. Yes, I did. I did. Hexacosio, hexagon, hexaphobia can be a fun ordeal. I swear by Solomon. To love, there's a fire in the deep end of my heart, giving me the heebie-jeebies. You see, I know the land of wooden waters, merely fodder for love's slaughter. And darling, I've watched you cakewalk to the Immaculate Conception for far too long.
Dickens, reminiscent of Charles, a little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia, a little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE, I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine bow-legged girl finds all like those loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right? But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song, and the crowd goes wild as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. and three niggas just done got hauled off in the ambulance. Two niggas done start busting. One nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Dopealicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on Napa ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding a nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order that presidential. My heart would be so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money, might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Going to marinate on that for a minute.
Other way. take the chapstick, put it on your lips, crack a smile, adjust my tie.
Supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality.
Pushing for the draws. Under pressure while exchanging glances, Dawn finally gives into the sexual advances. Although it was a mad high cost for her, cause after the thrill was gone, so was the lust for her. Eventually, he left her for another. Now feeling alone and betrayed by her lover, she cried, for no longer knew which way she's heading. Once dreamt of actually wearing white at her wedding and really being pure. Now she thought she'd die without. Still, she finds strength to continue with her life without love. Two of Dawn's life, the second segment. What could be worse than tonight find out you're pregnant? Poor Dawn couldn't sleep, laid awake, not ready for a child, and plus her mother's gonna break, and she doesn't know how she's gonna bring up the subject. Consequences of being used as an object. In church, though time's running thin, she decides to have the child because she doesn't want to sin. Props to the girl, although I had hard times, was hell finishing school and working part-time. Yet Dawn did it, though her youth went to waste. Little help from the government, she got her own place. Hard for an independent woman and a kid, and as soon as she could get off the assistance, she did. Without no man who she once thought she'd die without, still she finds the strength to continue with her life without love. Education is. Under stress, she takes two Buffering. Son now tired of seeing his poor mother suffering. Starts to sell drugs, though the cops did a raid. Guess who's in the mix, and being legal age, could do time. Please call her employer to inform her that her son is gonna need a lawyer. Never no good news, just more strife. Dawn barely having enough time to live her own life. Here's the judge sentence, begging and pleading. Now spends 9 hours on the bus to go and see him. Here's the judge sentence, begging and pleading. Now spends 9 hours on the bus to go and see him. Without no man who she once thought she'd die without, still she finds the strength to continue with her life without love.
Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. That's it for tonight. Hopefully, we'll bring another one back to you soon if Dave doesn't get too many people in there.
Hey, man. Every time I'm invited, I'll come through. We'll do this.
Okay. See you guys soon.